This weekend's cultural highlights in the greater region include an original avant-jazz score being performed live to a classic Italian silent film, an exhibition of luminous landscapes by a Berkshire artist, a string trio, a cabaret rock show, a public conversation between two contemporary cultural icons, and the premiere of a new dance work by a top Israeli choreographer. For years, the avant-jazz party band Sex Mob has been one of my favorite groups, led by Steven Bernstein, one of my all-time favorite musicians. Sex Mob performs its brand new original score to a live screening of Masiste in Hell, a seminal film of the Italian silent era, in Club B10 at Massmocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. The movie stars Bartolomeo Pagano as Masiste, a Herculean strongman whose physical prowess and matching virtue are tested when the devil and his minions capture him and drag him down. Fellini cites the film as the one that inspired him to lead a life in cinema, and Sex Mob and Bernstein have become full-fledged masters of this genre. Speaking of favorites, a new exhibition of vibrant landscapes by one of my favorite Berkshire artists, Jim Shantz, is on view at Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, now through Sunday, May 10th. Known for his spectacular depictions of the Berkshire Hills, the Housatonic River, and other compelling outdoor scenes, Shantz finds inspiration for his paintings and pastels in nature. His work, especially The Light in His Skies, glows and pulsates as if he's a modern-day Hudson River School landscape artist. The Griffin Trio performs works by Haydn, Shostakovich, and Schubert in a free concert at Brooks Rogers Recital Hall on the Williams College campus on Tuesday at 8 p.m. The Griffin Trio has firmly established itself as one of the world's preeminent string trios, with a repertoire that ranges from the traditional to the contemporary and from European classicism to modern-day multimedia. Cabaret rock singer-songwriter Nellie Mackay brings her uniquely eccentric blend of pop, rock, jazz, and hip-hop to Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday at 8 p.m. Her performance comes just a week after the release of her new album, My Weekly Reader, on which she revisits some of the melodies born out of the fertile, conflicted climate of the 1960s, covering songs by the likes of Frank Zappa, Ray Davies, Steve Miller, The Beatles, Country Joe McDonald, and others. Her shows at Helsinki are always festive and entertaining affairs. Best-selling author Neil Gaiman will engage legendary multimedia artist Laurie Anderson in a public conversation on the topics of story structure and fiction versus autobiography at the Fisher Center at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson tonight at 7:30 p.m. Laurie Anderson is one of America's most renowned and daring creative pioneers, best known for her multimedia presentations and innovative use of technology. And Zvi Dance concludes its residency at Katzban International Dance Center on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with a work-in-progress showing of Escher Bacon Rothko, set to premiere at New York Live Arts in Manhattan in June. Zvi Dance, a company comprised of athletic and lyrical dancers, blends contemporary aesthetics with lush, full-bodied movement. A world-class dance company, Zvi Dance exists to share with audiences the choreographic vision and movement vocabulary of Israeli-born artistic director Zvi Gottheiner. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.